A new report points out a major disparity in drug arrests and convictions in New York State along racial lines. WXXI's James Brown has details.
From 2010 to 2018, there were nearly 10 black people arrested for low-level drug offenses in the city of Rochester for every one white person arrested. The numbers are nearly the same for low-level drug convictions in Monroe County. That data is from the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services and is included in a new brief from local cannabis advocacy group Rock Normal. Rock Normal's executive director is Mary Kruger. She's asking for an aggressive change in how law enforcement approaches misdemeanors and violations.
We're asking the district attorney to stop prosecuting for those offenses. And when we had meetings with them, they were really receptive during the meeting and had said that they were open to working with us. But then when we followed up, we weren't able to get any responses from them.
Monroe County DA Sandra Dorley says she's unsure if the report's numbers are accurate. Dorley says her office does not track unlawful possession of marijuana violations, also known as UPMs. But they do track cannabis-related misdemeanors. Dorley says that it's the policy of the DA's office to treat most UPMs and other low-level drug offenses by adjourning them into contemplation of dismissal. That means if a defendant stays out of the criminal justice system, the charges go away in time. Dorley, who's running for re-election this year, says she favors decriminalization of small amounts of pot instead of legalization. Why? Dorley says it comes down to violence.
So there's still an association of violence with marijuana in large amounts with dealers. So we have to look at a way to handle that type of situation, but at least for, again, personal use, I think there should be a move towards decriminalization.
Dorley says her office is still open to working with Rock Normal in the future. James Brown, WXXI News.